Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number 2, Wayne Madison blowing the whistle on 9/11. What's going on with the French riots, the indictments, what comes next of Lord Libby? It's all coming up in about 8 minutes. I'm going to give you some of the good news that's happened and then get into some of the bad news here for this next little four-minute segment we've got left, 4 minutes left here roughly in this short segment. But before I do that, we kind of cut Debbie short there at the end of the last hour. New Millennium Concepts, Made in America, stainless steel units, the Lexan units. They got a bunch of different specials where you get a Berkey light system, $199, and get a free gift, one of the sports bottles, potassium iodate to protect you during a radiological event, sheltering in place DVDs to how to make your house you'll be safe from chemical and biological and radiological in case that happens. A lot of key stuff you need. Give Debbie a call if you missed the number. Here it is. 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go online to BerkeyWater.com and tell them what free gift you want in the comment section. Be sure and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that, or order via InfoWars.com. We get the orders same price on our shopping cart at InfoWars.com and in our Better Living Through Clean Water section, and we fax it immediately over to their office, and then they send it out to you that day. So BerkeyWater.com, InfoWars.com, or 888-803-4438. Again, the good news, the hate crimes law looks like it's dead this year, and now we're forcing Republican leaders to even come out against it and say they're not for it. That is new in the last 7 years of them trying to ram it through. Some of the French rioting is beginning to ease. Instead of 1,000 cars and 50 buildings a night, it's down to a couple hundred cars and two or three major super centers a night. They're no longer burning white women with gasoline and raping and killing, so it's certainly good news there. Oh, I know I'm evil for saying raping and killing and burning white people is bad, but you know I'm also against the Klan, so you know I'm hated by them too, so it's okay. Federal hate bill, again, now virtually dead. That's the analysis from Pastor Ted Pike. Pentagon having to explicitly ban detainee torture, something they hadn't done before, but Bush still says he's for it, but he's not going to ban it, but he doesn't do it, and we don't do it, and a lot of doublespeak. And Schwarzenegger, all four of his tyranny-pushing initiatives went down in flames. So no Hollywood ending for Lord Schwarzenegger. And we beat Prop 9 that would let the unelected, unaccountable boards here in the state basically hand over our roads to Juan Carlos and the Spanish company over there that was going to tax all our roads. But unfortunately, one of the initiatives did pass. So Prop 9 went down. Prop 1 did pass, giving all this new funding to the Texas Railroad Commission and others. But we got guests coming up the last 30 minutes of the show to give us the proper analysis, a more detailed, in-depth analysis of that. So that's some good news. Some bad news is that anybody given a speeding ticket, anybody given any misdemeanor, will have their DNA taken, put in a database by the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting neocon governor, George Pataki, the Republicans love so much. So we're facing that. Really bad news here out of the San Francisco Chronicle and Newsmax. San Francisco approves handgun ban. Voters approve ballot measures to ban handguns in San Francisco, except for the criminals and the police, which are interchangeable, and urge the city's public high schools and college campuses to keep out military recruiters. Only they should keep them out. It's a free country, but they shouldn't let them openly force recruiting and force the kids to listen. That's what shouldn't happen. The gun ban prohibits the manufacturers and sale of all firearms and ammunition in the city and makes it illegal for residents to keep handguns in their homes or businesses. And I predict within a year they'll ban rifles as well. So a message to all criminals. Move to San Francisco. It's the happy hunting ground. While all precincts reporting early Wednesday, 58% of voters backed the proposed gun ban, while 42% opposed it. Well, let all the nuts and crazies go there. Let them be their hellhole wonderland. It's sick. There's other incredibly bad news. Chinese get prison time for Bible delivery. It's like delivering cocaine or something. We'll be right back with our guest, Wayne Madison.
Hey,
folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I just want to thank God for this wonderful creation he made and just how beautiful this earth is and all the good things that are in it. We can never lose sight of why we fight evil is to protect all the good things that are out there, all the beauty, all the innocence. And I, every day, I'm just so thankful that I love my daily work, that I love exposing corruption, that I love standing up to bullies and scum, and that we've had so much success doing, and I am humbled and thankful and honored to be your talk show host and to have you tuning in Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and then back from 9 to midnight, all time Central Standard. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, and of course Infowars.com. Wayne Madison is the editor of the WayneMadsonReport.com. Keep calling him Madison. He's Madsen. Wayne Madsen is an investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist, and author who has covered Washington, D.C. politics, national security, and intelligence issues since 1994. He has written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, and the Intelligence Newsletter based in Paris. Madsen is the author of Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, 93-99, co-author of America's Nightmare, The Presidency of George Bush II, or King George III, and the forthcoming Jaded Task, Big Oil, Black Ops, and Brass Plates. Madsen is also the author of The Handbook of Personal Data Protection. I ought to have him on just about that sometime. Macmillan, 1992, an acclaimed reference book on international data protection law. Madsen is a former U.S. Naval officer who was assigned to the National Security Agency During the Reagan administration, he also has some 20 years' experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked for the Naval Data Automation Command Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Sciences Corporation. Oh, Computer Sciences Corporation. I want to say hi to them listening today. That's a name that's come up before. But let me just say this about Wayne Madsen. He joins the legions, and he's been, you know, doing it since it wasn't cool, by the way, and being a trailblazer, as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a hated man, scorned and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot like Wayne Madsen. But Wayne has just done a lot of great analysis. I mean, there's so many kooks and frauds out there and people, charlatans, but nobody seems to check what they said a year ago or 5 years ago or 6 months ago. You know, that's really the test. That's really the test of information is long-term. Track records, you know, that's who you can trust, people who've been accurate in the past. He's been extremely accurate. Unfortunately, I wish he was wrong about a lot of things, but no, he's right about them, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he joins the list of other people going public, like Ray McGovern, I mean, top analysts in Ronald Reagan and in Bush 41's administrations. Ron Paul saying the government wants open martial law and to confiscate our guns and put us in camps. I mean, we've gotten to this point now, folks. German defense ministers and technology ministers, Michael Meacher, George Galloway, Cynthia McKinney. If I try to list all the whistleblowers, there's so many. FBI agent Robert Wright, Sybil Edmonds. The list just goes on and on. So people say, well, if all this stuff was true, people would be blowing the whistle. We'd hear about it. We have heard about it. So here today, joining us, Dwayne Manson. I want to talk about 9/11 out of the gates, his analysis of it. I want to get into the French riots. He wrote an article that we posted on PrisonPlanet.com. That got into how it was engineered, and regardless of if it was engineered physically, like a Mossadegh situation in 1953, or whether it was engineered by the basic engineering of society itself, it is engineered, and it is part of a larger plan. You can guarantee that, and I have the same view and same analysis that he does, come to the same conclusions. And then we'll also get into the indictments. Will anybody else be indicted? You know, what is he hearing concerning Libby and Turd Blossom? Excuse my French, folks. That's what the president calls his chief of staff. Wayne Madsen, thank you for coming on with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You bet. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then you've gotten a lot more vocal in the last few years, or at least gotten a lot more attention, and give us your analysis of what we're facing with this current crop running the empire right now, and then let's go down the primrose path.
Oh, my God, where do I start? Here in Washington, we've got this corporate-controlled media, of course, that has been asleep at the wheel on all these issues. As a matter of fact, today in Washington, we have Ahmed Chalabi visiting the American Enterprise Institute as an honored guest, and he's going to be meeting with Rumsfeld and Rice and
Hadley. I thought he's a wanted man with our little ally who we have an extradition treaty with, Jordan, and our government said 6 months ago they wanted to arrest him.
Not only that, the FBI's got him under investigation for passing classified information on U.S. cryptography to the Iranians. He was over there talking to the Iranian president right before he comes here. I mean, the guy, it's just amazing. And I think, you know, the media, of course, has been asleep. They haven't figured it out that Chalabi was the guy who was the source of all the bogus information, who helped launder all this curveball stuff and Al Libby stuff and, you know, this number two in Al-Qaeda and that guy and weapons of mass destruction. This is sort of like Chalabi is sort of like the guy, if you went to a Baghdad bazaar, he'd be the guy trying to sell you a flying carpet, saying, well, my carpet flies longer than most of these other guys here in the bazaar. So, I guess he belongs here with the other charlatans in Washington, but he's here today and, he's an honored guest, of the administration.
But last time I heard, they were going to arrest him, and boy, they were going to do something about this guy who passed secrets to the Iranians, and this guy who been involved in stealing $300 million, and a guy involved in torture and all this. Why? But now he's talking to the prestigious neocon group.
Well, that's right, and you know, of course, the talk in the Congress today isn't about the horror of having Chalabi back in Washington as this as this honored guest. But the talk is, let's have an investigation of who leaked the information about the secret CIA prison camps around the world that the Washington Post wrote about. Now it looks like they may want to make the neocons want their own Judy Miller. They probably want to put Dana Priest, the reporter
for
the Post, in jail.
Let's punish whoever exposed these former Soviet-era gulags, now run by our boys. Why, this is a major... Who is this traitor? But let's bring in the guy that gave our cryptography secrets, the crown jewels, to the Iranians. Oh, we love you.
Well, it's just the topsy-turvy world here that we've experienced since Bush became president. And
what are they trying to do? Why do they think they can get away with all this? Because they're, you know, you've got the one crowd of globalists who want to be incremental, but the Bush crowd is like Mad Dog Cujo.
Well, that's right. You know, if I were sitting back during the Reagan administration, looking at a bunch of people in the government doing to the government as they're doing in our foreign policy, in our military, and to our veterans, and to, you know, every American citizen, I'd say, gee, I believe we've been infiltrated by a bunch of Soviet fifth columnists who are out to take down the United States, and I like that. That's how I would have viewed this back then. So you've got to look at this bunch now and figure they're not doing anything for the national security of the country. They're not doing anything to protect us against the terrorists, as Bush calls them. What they've done is we are weaker now than we've ever been in the past, even during the height of the Second World War. You got to figure, whose side are these people really on? What you know, these neocons? What's their agenda? And it certainly isn't an American agenda.
I hear you. Let's go ahead and jump into the article you wrote that's up at your fine website, WayneMadsenReport.com. We also have a link to it on PrisonPlanet.com. The intel you got on these riots, at least the precursor, the flashpoint, you know, the fire being literally started by intelligence agencies. Break that down for us.
Well, I think one of the things you have to watch for is it's an intelligence operation to create what are known as false flags, false flag operations. I still have a lot of questions about certain individuals before and on 9/11 and what they were up to. It certainly looks like they were engaged in false flag. But what we've seen in France, it appears to me, this was not spontaneous from a bunch of, number one, the neocon press is blaming this on, they're calling it the French Intifada, the Ramadan Revolution. They're saying, look at all these, this is because all these Muslims have been treated so nice by the Europeans. Has nothing to do with it. Although the riots started in an immigrant community north of Paris, the people who have engaged in the violence have largely been, there's been Muslims from North Africa, there's been non-Muslims from West Africa, Central Africa, Afro-Caribbeans who live in France, and also very poor, unemployed white French.
This Madison Avenue system makes people feel so worthless that they just, you know, any chance to go absolutely nuts, and that's what we've seen happen here. But we saw this with Mossadegh, and we saw this a few years ago in Iran again. But the globalists, though, start the ball rolling, and you found some evidence in there.
Well, that's right. I mean, you look at the targets. The targets were largely government, French government targets. Of course, France, the arson is only hitting those countries in NATO who stood up against the United States and refused to go into Iraq. France was the first. Now it's spread into Belgium, and there's been some incidents in Germany. I think that what we see, though, that this is only benefiting the neoconservatives in these various countries, like Nicolas Sarkozy, who's the French interior minister, who really stoked the flames by calling these French youth scum and said they should be carcerized. Carcer is is sort of like a heavy-duty washing system, a spray system that they sell in France. So basically, he's talking about turning the hoses, as we remember what happened in the South in the 60s, on these youths. So he really inflamed the situation.
We'll come back and talk about how it helps the neocons and how the youth that are out there rioting are only going to bring a police state down on themselves. And then I want to get into just where Wayne Madsen thinks everything is going, what he sees happening in the next month, the next year, who controls the neocons. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Laize Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Laize Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So much corruption, so much open tyranny and despotism. Talking to Wayne Madsen, former U.S. Naval officer who was assigned to the National Security Agency, worked in the Reagan administration. It goes on and on and on. Wayne, I've got a few notes here. I want to talk more about the riots. I want to get into Valerie Plame. I want to talk about a lot of different issues. But I also, I know you've written an article today about Trinidad, and this Israeli spy who they believe was involved in some bombings. I mean, when is Israel not involved in bombings to blame it on their enemies to then bring in a police state? I mean, that's mainstream Israeli news. But in America, it seems to be like the Loch Ness Monster. People didn't know that, you know, don't know that it's public. But The oil companies, they're being grilled. They've made $96 billion plus in profits. That's just the top, five oil companies, folks, not counting the others, which are all basically subsidiaries of the same people. And they're up there before Congress, and the Congress is throwing softballs. We know that the oil companies control the OPEC cartel and tell them what to do. Their own memos show it. It also came out, what we already knew a few months ago, that in 96 they got together and said, let's start buying up all the mom-and-pop refineries, let's shut down our own, and we'll create an artificial bottleneck. None of that got brought up in these whitewash hearings by a bunch of congressmen bought and paid for by the very people testifying. Your comments on that, Wayne?
Well, that's right, and you know, we see the tension between George Bush and Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. A lot of people don't know that Venezuela's oil company is state-owned. We know it here in the United States as City Service, or Citgo. That's Venezuelan government-owned. Gasoline in Caracas is 15 cents a gallon. So for the people who, these people up here to say Hugo Chavez, and Bush said this in Brazil the other day, says President Chavez, he doesn't do anything for his people. Well, I'd say 15 cents a gallon for gasoline is doing an awful lot for your people. And
well, he's also publicly offered us natural gas and fuel at shipping price to, quote, help the American people. They're mad at him because they say he's overpumping.
That's right. That's right. And he offered gasoline to the survive, you know, the people who survived the hurricane Katrina. So he's showing that he's a lot more in tune with people than Bush would ever hope to be, and that's why I think it's very interesting that Trinidad, which is only 7 miles off the coast of Venezuela,
they're going to use that as a military launch base.
That's right. And they're saying that this Israeli guy, Russian born Israeli, who now says, oh, he wants to go back and see his family. He said, okay, I stole an immigration. He stole an immigration visa extension stamp, which is perfect to be stamping that into passports to run agents in and out of Venezuela via Trinidad. And this is obviously what the Israelis were up to. Maybe set off bombs in refineries. They blame it on the Arabs that would give us a pretext to go into Venezuela and seize the oil. But we've been trying to link, of course, Pat Robertson, as we know, has been trying to link Hugo Chavez to various terrorists, saying he's trying to get an atom bomb and saying we should take him out. So I think suspicious.
None of this is going to work. I was down at a little family reunion in East Texas, and we were sitting around the deer camp, and with the 80-year-old uncles or whatever, and these are real conservatives, and they're like, I like that Chavez trying to. And by the way, they've worked for oil companies. Yeah, he's really standing up against these corrupt corporations. Yeah, he's good. They lie about him. That's a bunch of bull that he's a communist. I mean, when good old boys are seeing right through it, then the neocons are in trouble.
Well, I think so, and I think if anybody were to meet Chavez, they would say, hey, this guy is down to earth. He's a lot more attuned to our needs than Mr. Bush is. You know, the one thing he's trying to do is provide medical care for his people. Of course, this is anathema to the neocons and the people that run this government in Washington right now. And obviously, the fact that they catch an Israeli who's under suspicion for setting off 4 bombs in Port of Spain one last July in a crowded shopping street, severely injured 2 people. One lady lost her leg. So if this is the kind of things that Israelis are bringing into Latin America, I would suggest we should take a closer look at Israeli citizens rather than Muslims and Arabs, as we've talked about, people have talked about in Latin America. Now,
well,
it's not to say they shouldn't be looked at, but Israelis ought to also be looked at very closely.
Well, Wayne, I agree with you. Look, I get criticized for this, and I'm no enemy of Israel itself, but the facts are facts. Haaretz and Jerusalem Post have run reports, so has UPI, of Israelis running fake al-Qaeda groups carrying out many of the bombings against Jews to keep them in political line under their military-industrial complex.
Well, that's right. Haaretz can say it. The Jerusalem Post can, but we can't talk about it here in the United States.
Well, we're going to. We've got to stop this New World Order. This government's using terror. Let's talk more about that when we get back. Wayne Madsen. And I'll also tell you about some of his books, folks. Some of them are bestsellers as well. We're really honored to have him. Such a great mind to be able to pick. Stay with us. Your call's coming up, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Wayne Madsen, formerly working at the NSA with the Navy and the Reagan administration, is our guest. And coming up in a little while, we'll take some of your calls. If you have a question for our guest on any of these issues, a wide field, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get right to your calls. Wayne, before we get back into Trinidad and government-sponsored terrorism, which we've caught them red-handed hundreds of times, many different governments, the Soviets, our government, the Israelis, the Germans, the British, I mean, they just love it. It never stops. World War II, Hitler did it once he got into power to consolidate control. I know you know that, but for some of the audience that may not be aware of it, most of our audience obviously knows that, probably knows more than I do. But, you know, this is kind of the unknown or lost history that people are just now beginning to learn. But we know that Bush, whereas his cabinet has power and they're doing some things, they're being used by big corporate oil interests and others to carry out a lot of these consolidations and these operations. And I guess maybe later they plan to flush him down the historical chute, to use that rhetorical flourish. But, how far will the elite let them go? Or in your opinion, is Bush rogue? Is he out of control? Or, what are they trying to set up? What are they trying to do? Why don't they know that it was doomed to fail when all of their own big think tanks and computer models said that that would happen? Wayne, your analysis on that.
Well, I think what happened is when Bush first came into power, I think there were two two blocks. There was his father's people, the Jim Bakers, the Scowcrofts. The oil companies obviously were part of that equation, and they saw this as a chance to let's try to get back what we lost when Clinton got elected in 1992. And then you had the neoconservatives, this bunch that really didn't have much in common with the big money bags that his father used to hang around with, the Richard Pearls and the Wolfowitzes, and they basically took Rumsfeld and Cheney under their spell, and these were the ones that pushed for this war in Iraq. Now that's something that the Scowcroft and Bakers and even Poppy Bush had warned against.
But Bill Clinton did listen to them when they wrote in the letter back in 97. We know that the media covered up for them for a long, long time. We know they've gotten powerful support. I mean, I think they've been used as a compartmentalized vehicle to get a lot of things done that the establishment doesn't want to take the blame for. I mean, certainly the establishment wants control of oil. They want weapon sales. They want a police state here in America. Are you saying the neocons are operating independent from them?
Well, I think in some respects they are, because certainly a lot of companies don't like the fact that the entire international infrastructure is breaking down. They like to use the United Nations and international organizations for their own purposes, because when there's some stability, of course, there's a better chance of making a profit in that type of environment. The neocons, on the other hand, they go by a policy called creative destruction. They like to destroy things, and they think that out of the destruction of, like, what is happening in France right now and what's happened in Baghdad and other places around the world, they see some potential huge profits coming out of that. I think the most corporations are risk averse, whereas the neocons are more than willing to take on Iran, Iraq, and Syria at the same time, and throw in North Korea for good measure, maybe Cuba and Venezuela. These are more maniacal people, and I think if you sat down with the conference board or the Council on Foreign Relations, that, you know, they'd say, yeah, these people are crazy. And as a matter of fact, that's what Colin Powell, that's how he referred to these people. He said we called them the crazies, and we know that from some other people who worked for Colin Powell. That's what they were known as.
But we do see articles out of Foreign Affairs supporting the neocons on a routine basis.
Well, you do, and then obviously, Richard Haass, the head of the Council of Foreign Relations, is a very big fellow traveler of these people. But I think even there, you see now in the Republican Party, these so-called Republican moderates are now saying, you know, we've got to try to do something. Otherwise,
well, I'll put it to you this way.
Yeah.
The establishment's letting these boys have a go at it, but they've hedged their bets because they know they'll probably fall down, so they can divorce themselves of it and blame them.
Well, that may be true, but I think what's happened is the fact that the neocons are really going to destroy everything if they have their way. If they get us into a war with Iran, and
Bush has slipped up and said we're going to create chaos. I mean order out of chaos.
That's right. That's right. And I think in a situation like that, you're going to see a lot of mainstream conservatives are going to say, you know, my God, that's not what we bargained on. That's not what we banked on.
Let's shift gears to another scam. They're always making profits and setting up martial law prerogatives off of SARS or now bird flu. Rumsfeld and a bunch of top Bilderberg group members and other administration people set to personally make hundreds of millions of dollars off the billions with Tamiflu alone. I mean, it's getting really obvious.
Well, yeah, we saw that, of course, with anthrax. We've been there. This is, I mean, one thing about these guys is that they sing from the same song sheet. We had the anthrax vaccines, and then there was the smallpox scare, and some of these.
Well, they made money not just off of BioShield up in Lansing and Admiral Crow. They were also making record profits off of the anthrax antibiotic itself.
All the Cipro and everything else, and you got to wonder. I mean, obviously, I think if we had decent people in the FBI, there's a few left there, not many. Most of them have left, but they look at this as these are RICO violators. These are gangsters. The people that are in bed with these companies, just like Cheney being in bed with Halliburton and getting all those contracts.
Or his wife being on the board of Lockheed Martin.
Oh, even worse. And not only that, Lynn Cheney also has a fellowship chair at the American Enterprise Institute, where Mr. Chalabi is today, being wined and dined. And that's, of course, where Richard Pearl, Michael Ledeen hang their hat. I mean, it would be hard to arrest these people because we know where they work. We could get them very easy. We could pick them up at the AEI. We'd nab about 35 neocons there if we ever wanted to raid the place and pick these guys up.
Exactly, but they rule by fear. We have that famous quote of the New York Times by Rove saying, "I control reality. It doesn't matter what you think. We're history's actors. You're just spectators." I mean, they do seem insanely arrogant, and that always happens before a big fall. Where do you see this going? Are they just going to continue to get away with one travesty after another?
Well, I think the Libby thing is going to open up a Pandora's box. Fitzgerald, obviously, he's a tough prosecutor. Some people say, well, can he be trusted? He was, after all, appointed by a Republican. He said right out at that news conference, he said, look, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm independent. And I think the way we saw him operate in Illinois, where he started with one indictment and his 66th was the governor, Ryan, shows you how this guy operates. He's going to try to flip Libby now. He's going to try to do a deal with him. Of course, Libby has no negotiating position now because he's under indictment.
Do you think we're going to see some Ron Brown plane crashes?
I would hope not. Certainly not. We had an election here in Virginia. We have a Democratic governor now, Tim Kaine, and a Republican lieutenant governor who's friends with Pat Robertson. My advice to incoming Governor Kaine is to stay off of small airplanes. I don't put a lot past these people. I think they're evil. I think they're very dangerous.
Yeah, you seem to really have Robertson stuck in your crawl, and I do too, because he's a total phony. But why don't you, Wayne Madsen, NSA analyst, why don't you tell us why you don't like Pat Robertson?
Well, this number one, a guy with that much money, who's everything is tax free, or universities. He's also got his new attorney general. If he wins this election, there may be a recount. The new attorney general of Virginia is Robertson trained out of Regent University. Robertson creating his own foreign policy. He was in bed with African dictators. Called for the assassination of Hugo Chavez.
Racehorses.
Yes, right, and gold mines with Charles Taylor in Liberia, diamond mines with Mobutu in Zaire. This guy is an international fraudster of the nth degree. He should be sitting in a federal penitentiary.
And he's being funded by well-meaning, salt-of-the-earth, Christian, gullible people.
Yeah, they need to send their money to people like you and I and stop sending it to Robertson. He's just telling them a bunch of lies, and we're trying to tell people the truth.
No, it's true. I mean, there are so many good preachers and pastors and churches out there. Why would any? I mean, folks, they are conning you, and so much of this rides on well-meaning people just not being able to believe the fraud they're witnessing.
Well, that's right, and I mean, it's not just him, but in all of Southern Virginia, we got Robertson in Virginia Beach, we got Jerry Falwell over in Lynchburg. So it's amazing we do have we elected a Democratic governor yesterday because. They were turning people out in droves, and of course Rove was starting the nasty business as he's known to do so often, saying that Tim Kaine, the winner, would have never wanted to have executed Adolf Hitler because Tim Kaine's opposed to the death penalty. But, they'll haul out the Hitler card when they need to, but when someone accuses them of acting like the Nazis and Hitler, of course, that's off the reservation.
So where do you see it going? I mean, are they ever going to go down, or will it just continue to metastasize?
Well, I see a few things going on. We know that we've got the investigation by Fitzgerald of the leak, looking at Rove and indicting Libby, and there's others being looked at. We've got the Paul McNulty, who's now going to be the Deputy Attorney General. He's been conducting the investigation of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, indicted a few people there, and that's certainly not over, and that could reach into the White House.
Oh, by the way, let me add something to that. Who isn't an Israeli spy in this administration? I mean, these guys are openly have dual citizenship, openly are handing all the goodies over, and neocons get on the radio and go, Israel's our friend, let's just give them everything. And then they've got Chalibi over there who gives stuff to Iran. I mean, these people are just nuts.
Well, they are. And also, we one thing, Fitzgerald has also been investigating the Hollinger Corporation, and he's already got an indictment against the former publisher of the Chicago Sun-Times, the old boss of Robert Novak, and so that's looking, that's eventually going to wind up looking at Richard Pearl and Henry Kissinger, who had some funny deals going on there. We've got McNulty indicted a senior official in the Pentagon for giving contracts to Boeing.
When I go back to BCCI and Clark Clifford and all of them, you know, these guys have nine lives, and they just get away with it, get away with it, get away with it, get away with it.
And we got, yeah, that's right, we've got Elliot Abrams back in the White House, you know, good old Iran-Contra guy. We got
Dan Poindexter with the Total Information Awareness Network.
And Michael Ledeen meeting Gorbani Far over in Italy with the forged Niger documents that led to this whole thing with Valerie Plame's outing.
By the way, Wayne,
it's all the same bunch.
They're masters, exactly. They're masters at distractions. Everybody thinks they went after Plame to get her husband. No, they went after her to shut down the investigation into forged documents, and the whole mass media just ignores that.
That's right. And, you know, 60 Minutes, of course, was working on a big expose of the forged documents, but the other documents, the Texas Air National Guard documents, knocked 60 Minutes off track when Dan Rather had to leave and they had that big phony investigation.
And that was another honeypot from Rove.
That was another Rove operation. You know, the whole argument was where they forged, you know, those typewriters didn't exist. Nobody stopped to think that it's against the law to forge government documents. Rove's smart enough not to go there, but it's not against the law to take the original documents and scan them in using a modern scanner and then putting them out there and letting, then say, hey, look, of course they're not originals, they must be forgeries. This is how Rove operates. The guy's a master at this kind of thing, and I think hopefully he's met his match with Mr. Fitzgerald, and hopefully there will be an indictment of Rove, I do believe.
Well, I want to go back to Trinidad, government-sponsored terror. I mean, I use this example quite often, but in 1953, our government funded Kermit Roosevelt on the behalf of British Petroleum, BP, to go conduct bombings and mass shootings and hire a couple thousand thugs and put out street thugs to cause riots, same stuff we just saw. And then to hand out handbills saying, up with Mossadegh, up with communism, when Mossadegh had kicked the commies out. And just like Chavez, he was man of the year, by the way, in time, he said, I'm not going to let you have all the oil. We just want to keep 20-30%, please. And they said, no, you will give us everything. You get nothing. And so they, and I heard Roosevelt before he died. It was some 80s conversation on NPR. I was already aware of what happened, but they bragged about it. How our government carried out terror attacks to blame them on Mossadegh. I mean, we now know the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. That was well known, but it's now totally declassified,
right.
Totally admitted. We now know just countless examples. The USS Liberty, I've interviewed the admirals who took the phone call from LBJ saying that ship goes to the bottom, where we set it up to have Israel attack it and blame it on Egypt. I mean, they never stopped, Wayne.
And that's right. And Northwood, during the Kennedy administration, they were going to blame Castro for blowing up passenger planes. So,
yeah, they were going to remote control those babies.
Oh, absolutely. So we know a lot of this is going on in the past.
So what do analysts currently in the government who are like you and are smart guys, know the facts, smart gals, well, I mean, looking at this, there's no other way to look at it. This is as obvious as the nose on my face.
Well, they're leaving the intelligence agencies in droves. I can't tell you how many meetings I've had with the people who are whistleblowers, people who are afraid to whistleblow because they still have jobs, but they say, look, it's terrible. We're being told what to do. They're still cooking the intelligence. The morale in our intelligence, and I might add the military, because I live about 3 miles from the Pentagon. I have never seen morale as low as it is now. And, you know, and for Bush to constantly, you know, standing there with backdrops of U.S. troops and policemen and others, I mean, this guy is as phony.
Did you hear about the AP article? Dr. Doug Rocky mentioned yesterday, and I did get a copy of it. They have taken the lowest standards ever for entrance into the military. They're taking people that made, what was it, 16 to 30 points out of a possible 100. I mean, we're talking retarded, folks.
Yeah, and I said Bush could actually get in the military now without having an influential father. It's terrible. The CIA is being emaciated. The National Security Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, good people have left the FBI. It is a terrible situation.
You said it at the start. Are we being set up, as Dr. Tani Karaji in Russia said, Bush and them being clients for a larger financial interest to actually bring us down?
Well, as I said, if I were sitting back in the 1980s when I worked in the NSA and saw this happening in the government, I would have said, hey, we've been infiltrated by Soviet agents. Our government is being pulled apart from within. And it's obvious what's happening now is we're hated around the world. We can't even provide for our own people when a disaster strikes. And not only do we not provide for them, we go out of our way. FEMA goes out of its way to make things worse. I mean, you got to wonder what kind of people, you know. Brownie's more concerned about how his shirt looks than he is about people who are drowning in the streets of New Orleans.
Yeah, his bimbo secretary. Ooh, you look really sexy, baby. Oh, really, pumpkin? You got a dog sitter for me? When do I get to quit this stupid job? And these are the just let them eat cake crowd. Wayne Madsen, stay there, sir. Amazing interview. Want to come back and take a few calls? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So about the globalist master plan, why these guys are doing this, what their final goal is. It's an important question a caller raised a few days ago, and I can't just spend a few minutes on it or do it without having all the notes, because it's a very important subject, and it goes into the psychology and what drives this whole thing. My film, Martial Law, covers a lot of that, and you need to get the film. 3 hours, it's a mini-series, covers the latest police state developments, covers what happened on 9/11, and covers who the globalists are. Bunch of big discounts right now on the films, the books, the T-shirts, the other books and videos that we carry in our online book and video store. It's Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free to ask questions or find out about the different specials or the different titles or to order. 1-888-253-3139. Oh, and incidentally, on PrisonPlanet.tv, which we've had up and running for a year and a half with all my videos and my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV shows, my best audio interviews with our best guests like Mr. Madsen, you've not been able to sign up since yesterday for memberships because we moved the servers to an even bigger pipe and a better quality system because it's grown. And so it's got to propagate on the web, and you should be able to sign up in the next few hours there. The content's there for all the members right now. We're mirroring it on two servers right now, two separate places. But that's all technical. The point is PrisonPlanet.tv is there for you as well, being upgraded and being expanded and made better at PrisonPlanet.tv. So sign up and get a membership today, 15 cents a day. It's a great deal. It makes this broadcast possible. Going back to Wayne Madsen, he's going to stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour to take your calls, the folks that are holding right now. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and it's very important to support people who are telling the truth and not being cowards and defending this nation from enemies foreign and domestic, and Wayne Madsen has certainly done that for his entire career in and out of government. Wayne's got a new book coming out the first of the year, but right now you've got a couple other great books, some of them bestsellers. Tell folks about some of those titles and where they can get them.
John Stanton called America's Nightmare, The Presidency of George Bush II, basically a compilation of various monographs written individually and stuff we wrote together, because we saw a lot of this coming back in 2001. The warning signs were there, and unfortunately, back then, you know, a lot of people ignored where, you know, this administration was going to eventually take us, and we had 9/11, and of course, I think everything after 9/11 spoke for itself. They pushed a lot of things through, Patriot Act and other things.
You've also got a new book coming out. Tell us about that.
Jaded Task. It's basically, I didn't come up with the name Jaded Task. The Army did. That was the Army's code name for the operation that got rid of President Aristide, democratically elected president of Haiti, where he was actually kidnapped in the middle of the night and flown to Africa by U.S. Private mercenary.
And it was so obvious. There's these blonde-haired, blue-eyed Delta Force types behind him. There's the kidnappers getting on U.S. aircraft.
That's right. And I think one of the things I show is these private military contractors, I call them mercenaries. We've always called them mercenaries. Are now basically that they're the new international military force. They're all throughout Iraq. We've got people who committed war crimes in Serbia.
And Bush is setting the precedent to have these international mercs, many of them foreigners, operate here in America.
Yeah.
He broke the ice big time there in New Orleans.
That's right. And they're not wearing UN helmets. I know people said, oh, when it happens, it's going to be the UN helicopters. And no, it's not. It's going to be people who are wearing military garb, but they're going to be working for DOD.
Stay there, sir. We'll be right back. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.